leaders, they were really banking on what they have done for God as that plateau that we're okay. But God says, when it comes right down to that, I really want you to be merciful. So let's understand that element, service to God. Standing before God, feeling like our assurance is, look at all the things I've done. Look at all the things I've accomplished. You have to be careful. Jesus said something completely different. And it's an eye-opener for us today as we celebrate not only what God has done, but moving forward, and he's helping us in our relationship with people. The things we do, the service we offer to God, the ministries we do in helping, they matter to God. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But when it counts in dealing with people in your life, man, mercy wins the day. That's what God's looking for. That's what God's really wanting. So he cares about your sacrifice in the nursery, cares about your sacrifice to family members and just helping with little children, because there's just families that need a break and you're there helping. God cares about your involvement with student ministry. God cares about your involvement with the information booth, cares about your dealing with reaching the community. He cares about all those things, but we don't want to say that's our standard of acceptance to God. He says when it comes right down to that, mercy really matters. Mercy really matters. We might want to take a look and say, well, why am I not having that influential friends group like I once had? Jesus saying mercy is where it's at. So over the years, I've dealt with people who felt that they deserve special treatment because of their sacrifice of time or their generous contributions and resources of money. It's interesting how they felt that they had a special in with things. But I also discovered that they were the most condemning and the most merciless people I've discovered. Isn't that interesting? They felt their doing was where it was at. And God says, I require mercy. Oh, I love that. I love that because I need that from Jesus. And we want to make sure that there's something happening in this community. And it's going to be happening and continues through Hope Chapel. So the condition of our heart really is always more important to God than our service. Can I say with you, amen?
Amen.
Really important. Letter B, God values our mercy more than our money. So it's important when he says, man, I'm all about mercy. And let's take a look here back at Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Jesus affirms what's called the tithe, and a tithe is 10%. You and I who have followed Jesus for a while, we know that that first fruits, if we really recognize everything comes from God, check out what this group really highlighted as well. But God addressed something and corrected something in their heart. Said, what sorrow awaits you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees, hypocrites? For you are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens, but you ignore the more important aspects of the law. Justice, mercy, and faith. And you should tithe, yes, but do not neglect the more important things. It's interesting, again, Jesus is rocking the world of religious people. They were interested in tithing. They brought in a portion of their little crops from their gardens. That's how much they were grateful to maintain a right pursuit. And Jesus affirms the tithe. Hey, you're doing right tithing, but the weightier element, be merciful. We want to go at it. Sometimes we can even tithe where we don't even have a real faith action. You could see he says justice, mercy, and faith. How important is that? Once again, they were convinced of their behavior, and Jesus says, listen, it's all about something that goes on within the heart. Well, we want relational revival with friends and family in our lives, but it's important. Sometimes we can do things, can we not, out of pride or obligation or maybe even duty, but Jesus just says, make sure you extend mercy. That's where it's at. So Jesus points out that the condition of the heart is more important than even our activity. What a great call to service and to duty as we move forward into these next 90 years, Lord willing, that his coming may not be quite yet. Many feel that it is, but in the meantime, Let's be about the kingdom first and be about what God has for us to do. It's important once again. So involving our service and generosity, mercy motivates, I find, most of our obligation and our responsibility in doing whatever we do. Wouldn't it be great? Moved with compassion, moved with mercy. So when you see young families that are struggling or need a break, once again, in any area, young adults area needing breaks, go in and just be a part of that. See what you can do and help. Mercy gets involved, does it not? So significant. I know that our church has made a big impact when it comes to what's happening in this city. Big impact. And I want to thank you, you who have traveled the distance for many, many months, years. You have made the difference because of your compassion for our city. Let's take a look at number three here. Showing mercy must be demonstrated. So significant, once again, to love with mercy means that we must get past sometimes our simple little emotions and allow a motive to take place, demonstrating action. That's going to be the important element. How do you know somebody really loves you? They'll demonstrate that with mercy extended to you. We take a look at letter A on our notes. Loving with mercy compels us to meet needs. We look here for a moment. What are those needs? What would that look like according to God's word? Well, we found a portion in Matthew chapter 25. Let's see in verse 34. It says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me.'" These actions that are genuine, merciful elements that are expressed. What does that look like? What is that? Here we go. We take a look at those areas. Mercy will compel people into action. I want to thank Hope Chapel. The significant layout of activity is more than we would have time to describe. But if we are going to have relational revival take place, once again, in your personal setting, in your neighborhood, and in our city and beyond, it really will come through our mercy for others. Relational revival, so significant. That's why the joy of us celebrating the 90th, how can we accurately represent God to our society? How often? What should I do? Well, let's tell everybody it's the mercy of God that's allowed me to give or to go or to participate or to do. It's pretty awe-inspiring. I like the fact, too, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 17, says this so clearly. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or a sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? See, genuine love, genuine compassion. You who are at home, I hope you'll find a way to just engage when you see something maybe in a news report, or you hear something through a blog, that people that are struggling in society, that we would not just have an emotional, oh, I feel bad for them, but it would move you or me into action. Wow. Demonstrating God really does care for this planet. That planet involves people. We are to step out in our journey. We want to take a look and help people. Help people in their areas of their struggles. Areas of, when I see things in other nations, that's the joy of Hope Chapel, being so engaged primarily in other nations. Mexico, Central America, when I see the malnutrition in family members, when I see the illiteracy, when I see the bad drinking water in those countries, in those settings, the breakdown and the devastation of a father that has left and abandoned large families with children, there's something within me that says, oh, I want to be merciful. I want to be moved with compassion. What could I as a pastor do? Well, presenting it to you and saying, where do we go from there? Thank you for what you're doing, how you're doing it. finally, I just want to credit you because you demonstrate your love to Jesus. Letter B on our notes. Loving people with mercy is loving Jesus. Loving people with mercy. It really is a way of you describing and declaring your love for Jesus. Can we just take a look at what it says in verse 40? Matthew 25, verse 40. And the king will say, I tell you the truth. Now, I never expect Jesus to lie. And when he says, I'm going to tell you the truth here, it's like, okay, what about the rest of the story? But I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you do and doing and are doing, we're doing it for me. I think it's going to be important for us. Demonstrating mercy is a tangible way of you showing you love Jesus. I like that. I believe the Lord's going to tell so many of you, thank you for doing this for me. On this occasion for our church, I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. We celebrate many of you, church leaders in life groups, life group leaders, individual department leaders, volunteers by the scores, ways that you usher people into the church so that they can receive ministry. That's the beautiful thing about Hope Chapel. You're giving and serving. Your prayers, your pleading, your going off campus to reach people in the community. Very impacting, very wonderful. But it's a great way not only to show the world that Jesus loves them, you're showing Jesus you love him as well. So as we take a look here, let's consider ways that we can create and enjoy and promote mercy to people. But how about for your own individual settings, just for a moment? Would you just take a look at that for a moment? In a moment, we're going to have communion. But I want to invite you who are at home watching live stream. Maybe you're in an office break room right now, too. Would you take a moment? Because we want to just reflect with me. Are there areas, are there people that really would do so much better if you were to extend mercy to them? Be able to express that to them. That you become that person that shows and loves them regardless. That you would take a moment and all of a sudden mercy would be more important to you than maybe even service. I'm just going to do, but I won't be very compassionate to people. Change that, don't you? Possibly where you would come along and say, I want mercy to compel me to action. Demonstratable areas of action. Let's just pray right now. Shall we do that? Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for showing that you loved us and that you sent Jesus to die for us. You didn't just say, I love you. You declared it and demonstrated it, as Romans 5:8 says. God demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Father, we want to thank you and ask you, Lord, help us from being critical. Deliver us from being judgmental. Lord, we don't want to be negative about others. Lord, change our heart. Change our heart. Lord, only you can do that. Lord, we want to represent you well. We want to make you proud, but we want to show we love you. And we want to thank you for these tangible ways with which we can go and do just that. Thank you for the mercy of God. Oh, the mercy of God. And Lord, we accept that now, and we accept your invitation as our own Savior and Lord too. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing a song, and then I'm going to be right back to enjoy and lead you in communion. That's going to be really an exceptional meal for all of us, called Communion Elements. Then we're going to go off into our wonderful courtyard, but let me give you some time right now, and I'm going to invite you, if you will stand to your feet. Been such a good listening audience, such a great involved group of people. I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know.
can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.